This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 11th. God's word to you today is deeper. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 33, verses 14 to 16, and it says, "The Lord replied, 'I will personally go with you, Moses. I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you.' Then Moses said, 'If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me? What do you really want out of your walk with God? Results or relationship? His hand or his face?' It will shock you, but the reason some people do not want to have a relationship with God is because they do not want responsibilities. A couple were on a journey, but somewhere en route their destination, they got stuck and could no longer find their way. As they were trying to figure out which direction to turn or what road to take, they suddenly saw a familiar face, a lady they both knew. The two women looked at each other and looked away. The man was too busy to notice what had happened. He drove towards the lady and parked. After exchanging pleasantries, he asked the lady for directions, and she was kind enough to help them. But the directions were really complicated. Hard as the man tried, he could not figure it out. It just so happened that the lady was heading in the same direction as the place they were trying to find. The man offered a ride immediately. It would be a win both ways. But his wife objected immediately. 'I do not like her. If you cannot find the place, then let's go home.' Of course, you know who won that argument. They went back home. The wife did not want a guide. She just wanted directions. Sometimes this is the posture we take while relating with God. We do not want God to get into the car, but we do not mind him telling us the way to get to the breakthrough. God wants to get into your car. He does not want to give you directions. He wants to be your guide. Now, for those of us that have a relationship with God, my question to you is, what do you really want? I do not just want to have a relationship with God. I want to have fellowship with God. I want to talk to God, and I want God to talk to me. It is possible to be in a relationship with someone and both of you do not talk. Do you know that? If you doubt it, ask married couples. They are experts at doing that. People can be in a marriage relationship for years and not speak to each other. Instead, their children become the instant messaging apps. Go tell your father the food is ready. Tell your mother that I want to eat pounded yam and not rice. They refuse to have a conversation, but they have a certificate, a relationship, but no fellowship. I just do not want to have a badge that reads child of God. I want to have a fellowship with God. I want to hear him. I want to talk to him. I want to bring my challenges to him. I want to spend time with him." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Take me deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. How I long to be deeper in love. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.